You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, I will be talking about having a perfect day every single day. Today is Monday. We want to start the week with the best possible attitude so that we can complete an amazing first day of the week and then move on to the Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, any other day of the week. You want to just surf your original energy, your original confidence, and you're going to kill it every single day. So with that said, before we get started, please share this podcast with a friend, family member, colleague, anybody that you know may be unmotivated, that may not feel at 100%. And this will definitely change their week and their life. So point number one, spend 10 minutes every evening planning the following day. Guys, this is super, super important. If you haven't already, because it's Monday morning, if you haven't done that yesterday, please pick up a pen right now, write down four most important tasks that you have to complete by the end of the week. And then for today, write down three to four to-do points that you have to complete by the end of today. Once you start doing this, you're going to be able to not only have a clear understanding of what your goals are, but as you complete them and as you cross them off from your to-do list, that will really fuel your energy for the day. It's going to fuel your confidence. You know that you can do whatever you want and you have proof, black on white, on paper. All right. Point number two, wake up, meditate 15 minutes and listen to a pump up video, book, podcast for another 15 minutes. Now, for those of you who have been following me for the full year, I started in October 2018, I've been always talking about meditating in the morning and how important it is for you to clear your mind before you start really doing things during the day. So with that said, you have to also introduce something that's going to pump you up, because meditation is definitely going to make you feel better, but it's not going to definitely pump you up, like wake up and you're going to spring out of bed. So listen to something that's going to pump you up, like the 10x rule by Grant Cardone, for example. It's a perfect example of a book that you can listen to, but there's so many others. And some people have told me in the past, you know, like you always listen to the same books over and over again. Doesn't that get you like tired or uninspired? To the contrary, actually, if you have one book that you resonate with, a podcast episode that you resonate with, why would you, you know, listen to it once and not listen to it again? Keep on listening it until, you know, you're going to get tired down the road. But what's the worst that can happen? 4 or 5 weeks down the road, you're going to get tired of it. So what? You're going to move on to something else. But at least you squeezed every single ounce of interest from that particular piece of content. And really that helped you propel forward for you, your business, your life. All right. Point number three. Do the hardest task of the day right away. Don't budge on this, guys. Make sure to always do that. Now, I know a lot of people start a day and they do a couple of easy things, and then by 10, 11 a.m., they're going to look back and say, well, I've done a lot today. Look, I've done this and this. In reality is that if you haven't completed the most important tasks of the day, you're going to leave them for the afternoon or late morning. You're not going to be as excited, as pumped. You're not going to be as concentrated. Okay. And also there's going to be this false sense of achievement. You say, well, I've done this and this, so today I think I'm done. And that's the wrong attitude, because that's how people start procrastinating. They do the things that are the easiest, the ones that give you the least amount of discomfort in a way. And then you leave the things that actually make you grow for last. Absolutely not. Do the opposite. Make sure to always complete what's very important right away in the morning, and then leave the easiest tasks for the afternoon. You'll thank me later. Point number four, use mantras and affirmations to keep your mind hooked on your success streaks. Guys, again, for those of you who have been following me, you know how I always say that motivation is fleeting. Like it literally does not stay with you for that long. You can be super motivated right now listening to this podcast. Then you walk down the street, you maybe have an argument with someone, or like your boss at work is upset or something, and that puts you in a completely different mindset. And little that you know, 2 hours later, you're not going to be motivated anymore. you're actually going to forget the reason why you're doing what you're doing. But if you have a mantra or an affirmation that can remind you that, can remind you of two important points. First point is that you're always in control of your actions and your thoughts 24/7, 7 days a week. And second of all, that you can achieve anything you want if you put your mind to it. Those two points will definitely change your life. And remember, if you have a powerful mantra, it has to be maybe one or two sentences, not too long. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to repeat it over and over again. Okay? If you have these two sentences that can resonate with you, that can help you, that can remind you your point, you can remind you the fact that you can do anything you want and that you are in control of your actions, that alone will move you forward, will keep you motivated, will keep you in the zone, the in and the out, doesn't matter how hard things are around you, all right? So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.